You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook, where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. Glad that you can be with us today as I talk to my friend Neil Fetner, and we're talking about wreaths across America. And he wanted to share about that today as we honor and recognize this effort and what they mean to those who have served. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Neil.
Thank you, Mark. It's great to be with you. Happy holidays, everyone.
Happy holidays. What does Wreaths Across America mean to you, Neil?
Well, you know, Wreaths Across America has become a family project with me and my son. About 5 years ago, we started going every year on the third Saturday in December to the Fort McClellan Military Cemetery to help put out the wreath that the Worcester Wreath Company sends down to Alabama every year during the holidays. And we've made it a family thing. It's a family tradition.
I like that. And you mentioned the Worcesters. You sent me some notes on the Worcester family. Maril Worcester and his wife Karen, 1992, had a surplus of wreaths, and they did not know what to do with them. So Mr. Worcester recalled his first visit to Washington, D.C. as a young man and the impact of Arlington National Cemetery, and he decided to donate that surplus to have them placed at the headstones of grave sites in the older part of the cemetery. So that is the earliest beginnings of Wreaths Across America. How did you get involved, Neil?
Well, actually, one of my former employers, my boss, was telling me about him and his wife participating in the event. And I'm always looking for activities to teach my son about service and about being part of the community.
And I thought that that would be a good way for him to do some service work and something that he and I could do together during the Christmas holiday season. So we did. We picked it up, like I said, 5 years ago, and we've been doing it every year. We'll be doing it again this year on the 16th, 17th, December 17th at the Fort McClellan Federal Cemetery. I challenge you, any of the people in the community across the state of Alabama, that if you have a military cemetery, to go and participate, because it's a very, very great scene. Everybody comes together on that day, and they pay their respects to the men and women who have served this country. They have a little miniature military service and place wreaths for each branch of the military. And then the Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts, and the general public get together and go out and put wreaths up on the headstones. On some of the headstones, they actually do a polished stone for those who are of the Jewish faith. So they honor all of our men and women that have served to make this country a great place to live.
You know, when I think about young people and giving them a job like this, some work to do, and honoring our military members, how did your son respond when you first mentioned Wreaths Across America to him that you wanted to go out and do this with him?
He was very excited. My son is—he's a little unique. He's the only 11-year-old who's planning his future already. He tells me he wants to go to the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs. So he is very interested in the military service. And when I told him this, he was all about it. He actually looks forward to this event every year. He asked me around Thanksgiving. He's always, when we're going to do the wreath and who we're going to invite with us this year. And he's always trying to recruit his friends and other people to come with us to share in the activities.
And those friends, have you seen the results of them going out and doing this, how it makes them feel, their response to it?
Yeah. You know, there's been a couple of incidents where some of his friends or some of my friends have come out with us to participate. And they were just very, what's the word I'm looking for? Happy that they were invited and, you know, enjoyed the military service and the activities. And a lot of them, like, we didn't know that they even did this, you know, every year. And, you know, we tell them the story about 1992, and then we tell them about the picture from Arlington National Cemetery in 2005 with all the military, with all the Christmas wreaths on the headstones, and it had snowed in Virginia, and how that picture went viral around the world, because it was just a great picture of the snow background with the green Christmas wreaths and the red bows. The Wreaths Across America project, when it started, I don't think they really anticipated it to grow the way it has over the years. And it seems like every year they add a new cemetery to the project and new volunteers and things like this. So it's been something that's been going on for, I guess, what's that, 1992. How many years ago was that, Mark? My math is not good.
I graduated in 97, and that was 25 years ago. So add five to that, that's 30 years ago now.
92 to 22. Yeah, that doesn't even sound right, but I guess 30 years ago that this project started, and it's continuing to grow and continuing to go like it did in 1992. And I can't say enough about it. The Worcester Wreath Company, when they started this, it's a blessing, and it's something that just keeps giving back to the families who've paid that ultimate sacrifice for our country.
As we both know, the mission of Wreaths Across America is to remember, honor, and teach. So we have education involved in there as we remember and honor and honoring those families. But this element of learning, education, teaching, how does that come into play for you and your family when it comes to Wreaths Across America?
Well, you know, I want my son to understand where our country came from. And, you know, that some of the things that we have, like our freedom of press and our right to bear arms and, you know, our Fourth Amendment rights and things like that. Those all came about because people in our past stood up and fought the good fight. And, you know, whether you like it or not, you know, war and conflict is part of the evolution of a nation. And I teach him, you know, we talk about all of the conflicts that the United States has been in, and I explain to him, you know, that we would not have these freedoms if these people had not, you know, answered the call when they needed to answer their call to do what they wanted to. And it was very important that we remember these individuals because they were heroes. Because we would not want to live in a world where we didn't have the right to say or write how we felt about something. And there's a lot of people around the world that live in those totalitarian type regimes where what they do on their social media, what they do at home is monitored by the government. And, you know, we don't have to deal with that because of the sacrifices that so many have gave before me and my son so that we have these freedoms. And I try to make that message to him to, that way so that he understands that there's a reason that we honor these people, because a lot of these people, you know, they may be gone, but they're not forgotten.
That's most certainly true. And the day that we're talking today is the day that Pearl Harbor was attacked. This will air tomorrow, but today is December the 7th, the day that the bombing of Pearl Harbor happened, and a lot of lives were lost. A lot of sacrifices were made when we were surprised by the Japanese at that time. And we had a lot of men and women who jumped into service to defend our country during World War II and lost their lives. We've had the honor and privilege on the Mark White Show to have several World War II veterans who are passing quickly, who've come on the show to share about their experience, whether they were a POW or they served in the Battle of the Bulge or they stormed the beaches of Normandy. We've had those types of men and women to come on the program to talk about their experience and their service to the country. And I'm one of those, just like you, who wants to honor and recognize those, especially while they're living. Let them know that we appreciate their service and sacrifice to our country.
Absolutely. My son reminded me this morning that today was the 81st anniversary of the bombing of Pearl Harbor. And, you know, like I said, my son's unique because not many 11-year-olds would get up the first thing in the morning and say that. He stays on top of these things, and I want him to remember, you know, all of these very sacred holidays that we have, you know, Veterans Day, Memorial Day, 4th of July, December 7th, 1941, because if we neglect and we forget those things, we're putting ourselves as a nation in jeopardy. And I think our kids need to be aware of these very significant events in our society, in our history, and honor them with the proper respect, because, like I said, we would not have the freedoms that we have had it not been for the sacrifices of so many so long ago.
Right now, folks, we're talking to my friend Neil Fetner, and we're talking about Wreaths Across America. This effort started back in 1992. A picture went viral in 2005, and now the effort has grown. We have young people, older people alike, who are participating in Wreaths Across America, people of all ages who are participating. And Neil is one of those individuals who decided that he wanted to have this effort be a part of his family, and he took his son out there, and they do this in honor of those who have served and sacrificed. If you'll stick with me, Neil, we'll talk about some of the people that you have met through Wreaths Across America, some of the relationships that you've been able to establish, okay?
Absolutely.
All right, folks, I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White.
A little lad, we can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
For the barbecue lovers in your life, you can give the perfect gift of Bob Sykes Barbecue books, sauce, and gift cards. Available for purchase at Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama, or you can purchase online at bobsykes.com. That's Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on the Mark White Show.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as I have my friend Neil Fetner on the line, and we're talking about Wreaths Across America, this effort that started back in 1992 simply because Merrill Worcester and his wife Karen had a surplus of wreaths that they didn't know what to do with them. And Merrill Worcester recalled his first visit to Washington, D.C. as a young man and the impact that Arlington National Cemetery made on him. So he decided to donate those surplus wreaths and have them placed at the headstones of grave sites in the older part of the cemetery. Now, as I mentioned, in 2005, a photo was captured of Arlington National Cemetery. Ever since then, the program has grown every year, and now Wreaths Across America is held on the third Saturday of December each year. Coming up on the 17th, Neil and his son will be out there to help this mission of Wreaths Across America to remember, honor, and teach. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Neil.
Thank you, Mark. It's great to be with you today. Happy holidays, everyone. Thanks very much for having us to talk about a very great civic organization and an activity that's happening every year on the third Saturday in December.
One of the things I think is really important, Neil, about this is finding like-minded people. We live in a country in a time where maybe we feel that honoring those who served may not be the most popular thing to do. I believe that there are more people who want to honor those who serve than not. But you can find like-minded people as you go with your son to place these wreaths on these graves, correct?
Absolutely. The people that that come to the Wreaths Across America ceremony, many of those individuals have family members that are buried in the local cemetery there. Then we have people that that show up, like myself and my son, who we don't have any family members in there, but we have family members in the military that we appreciate. And my cousin, Sergeant Major Jerome Holloway, he just retired after 20-something years in the Marine Corps. We do it in his honor, to honor the sacrifice that he's made and his family's made over the years. So Yeah, there's a lot of people with a lot of same interests that that come to these events, and it's good to see the families and the family friends that come to honor their lost loved ones.
Now, Neil, which cemetery did you say that you and your son go to in Alabama?
We go to the Fort McClellan Military Cemetery that's on the old Fort McClellan post in Anniston.
And if someone wanted to find a cemetery in their area, does Reese Across America make that list available to people so that they can easily find a cemetery near them?
Absolutely. If you go to reeseacrossamerica.org.
Excellent. Because there are people out there that I'm sure may have not been a part of Reese Across America before and may want to find a cemetery near them to do the same thing that you're doing. And maybe there's a young person in their life that they want to help to understand, to remember, to honor, to educate about those who have served and sacrificed for our country.
Absolutely. And like I said, you know, the program has grown so much since 1992. Every year they're adding a new cemetery, a new facility. They're looking for more volunteers. If you have a civic organization in your area that's looking to do your community service work, what other project could you pick other than, you know, coming out on a Saturday morning and paying respects to the men and women of the U.S. military? It's a great opportunity to meet new folks and talk to people that have loved ones that served in some of the most interesting situations in our country's history. It's like you talked about earlier. You know, there'll be people there from the Marines. There'll be people there from the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Coast Guard, the Merchant Marines, and now Space Force. So, you know, there's all of these people with these different interests that come from all these different walks of life. And it's just a great time to take a few minutes out of your Saturday morning during the Christmas season to remember those who have gone on, but we'll never forget.
And Neil, I think about those who have lost loved ones and the pain that goes with that, especially during the holidays. And you have loved ones who have lost loved ones to their service and sacrifice in the military, and they're going through the holidays with that part of themselves missing. Someone in their life that was so important is not there anymore. And for us to rally around them, to support them, helps them get through those holidays, those very difficult times, whether it's Thanksgiving or Christmas or a birthday, a special day that they remember about this individual. Each and every one of those days is maybe even more difficult than the day-to-day because of the memories that were established through special holidays.
Absolutely. And, you know, you just never know what an individual is going through. And, you know, sometimes when it's good to be around people, when you're dealing with, you know, the loss of a loved one, or you want to be around somebody who understands the sacrifice. And, you know, Reese Across America, I mean, it would be one of those activities where a majority of the people that come to these events, they all have one thing in common or something in common, either they've lost someone or someone served in their family. And that is a connection that these families and these friends of families have. And it could be therapy, you know, for a lack of a better term, social therapy to help them get through the holidays and remember the great things about their lost loved ones.
And it's not easy to go out to those cemeteries and to be in that moment knowing that your loved one is not coming back. It's hard for me to go to a cemetery to honor those that I love because of the pain that goes along with that, knowing that they're gone. But these folks still make that trip. They go out there and they recognize and honor the ones that they love. As hard as that is, that's a very difficult place for some people to get to. And we think about those people and what they're going through during this time, during the holidays, and how difficult it is for them to go out there. And having you and your son and others who go out and support Reese across America. I know, again, that makes them feel that there is support for what they've gone through, because after someone makes a sacrifice like that, the last thing you want to think is that their sacrifice was not recognized and honored.
You know, something you said, Mark, made me think about something that Gary Sinise said. I went to one of Gary Sinise's Lieutenant Dan Band concerts. We had one of those up in Jacksonville, Alabama, back in, I think, around 2013 or something, somewhere around in that area. And, you know, Gary Sinise said the reason he started the Gary Sinise Foundation was because he never wanted to see our military folks disrespected again the way they were after Vietnam when they come home, and how they were treated. And he wanted to make sure that veterans had resources and the means to seek the I guess you would call it the education and training to reacclimate them to the working world after serving in Vietnam for so many years. And you know, Reese Across America is one of those programs, you know, where, hey, we're gonna let these people's families know they are people out here that appreciate the sacrifice. I have never served in the military, but I have the utmost respect for anybody who puts on that uniform and goes and sleeps in a tent in the desert. I mean, going out and respecting and honoring the memory of those who have gone on before is just a small token of what I can do. It's not much, but these people are appreciated. In my family, they'll always be appreciated.
Absolutely. And again, we want people to go to reeseacrossamerica.org, find out how you can support this effort. And Neil, I appreciate the fact that you joined me today. And thank you to you and your son, your family, for your dedication to this effort to remember, honor, and teach through Reese Across America.
Thank you, Mark. And Walker says hi.
Hey, Walker. Glad to be able to talk about our buddy here on the Mark White Show today.
Thank you, Mark.
Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers, sharing those stories to encourage and inspire, and I hope you are encouraged today, that you'll follow the Mark White Show and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15228 Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
And gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.